Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department is looking for a male adult who committed armed robbery at a gas station on Broadway early this morning. The robbery occurred around 3 a.m. where a masked man entered the Chevron gas station brandishing a handgun and was last seen fleeing south on Broadway with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers could not locate the suspect in the immediate area, and anyone with information related to the incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office identified 31-year-old Nathan Ryan Danielson as the suspect who robbed the community cornerstone in Redway on Thursday morning. Danielson stole two safes, a company vehicle, and merchandise for the Special Olympics, and law enforcement believe Danielson broke into a vehicle and stole a 9mm handgun in Mendocino County just after the robbery. He was last seen in the stolen vehicle by Mendocino County residents in the Leggett area this afternoon, and Mendocino law enforcement found the two stolen safes empty. Danielson is considered armed and dangerous. On Monday, the Umpqua Bank located on Main Street in Weaverville was robbed at gunpoint, and the white male adult who committed the crime was featured on the FBI's Most Wanted list that was sent out on Thursday. That suspect is wanted for numerous robberies that have been committed across California since October of 2013. Just 4 hours after the Umpqua Bank robbery, the suspect traveled to Durham and at gunpoint held up Tri-County's bank located on Midway, and like the first robbery, he fled with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect remains at large, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact law enforcement in their area. Arcata police arrested 19-year-old Warren Sloan of Hoopa after he attempted to rob the cheaper cigarette store on F Street in Arcata on Thursday night. Sloan was first seen driving in his vehicle making threats towards pedestrians claiming that he had a gun and was reaching towards his waistband as if he had one. Officers then responded to the store, and the clerk reported that Sloan had just tried to rob the store by pretending that he had a firearm in his waistband. Sloan then tried to force the clerk into the back room of the store, but the clerk refused, and Sloan fled the scene. Officers later conducted a high-risk traffic stop after locating Sloan's vehicle, and he was booked for robbery and terrorist threats. Humboldt State University will hold 3 graduation ceremonies beginning tomorrow morning. The first ceremony for the College of Arts and Humanities will be held at 8:30, followed by Natural Resources and Sciences at noon, and the College of Professional Studies at 3:30. 1,100 students will also receive associate's degrees or certificates of achievement, as graduation ceremonies for the College of the Redwood campuses will be held this evening and tomorrow morning as well. The CR campus in Crescent City will hold their ceremony this evening at 6 o'clock, and the Eureka campus will hold theirs tomorrow morning at 11. Thursday night, AT&T customers experienced another internet outage that was caused by fiber optic damage. AT&T reports that a tree fell on fiber cables near the Stafford area, which was the cause of the damage, but service should be fully restored to customers. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata Fire honors its firefighters. Dan Squire has more.
The Arcata Fire Protection District held an award ceremony and a badge pinning ceremony earlier this month to welcome 9 new probationary firefighters to the department and honor others for their service. The 9 new probationary firefighters have all completed the district's 16-week training course and got their badges at a pinning ceremony on May 4th. At an awards dinner last Saturday, Captain John Busher received the award for Fire Officer of the Year, while Neil Narayan was named Firefighter of the Year and Rod Nakamoto as Volunteer of the Year. The department also welcomed new full-time firefighter Nick Hearn.
Thank you, Dan. You may see members of the Arcata Fire District scattered across the plaza on Saturday, and that's because they are beginning their Fill the Boot fundraising campaign. In conjunction with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Arcata Fire holds the campaign annually to help those fighting any form of muscle disease. Firefighters will be out on the plaza again on June 14th, and residents can donate to the Fill the Boot campaign online as well. After spending a lot of time and money to clear out the illegal encampments in the Palco Marsh area ahead of planned trail construction, Eureka City officials have invited the public to a community event that will feature a tour of the area on Saturday. The event begins at 11:15 as officials from the City Parks and Recreation Department will give a tour of the property from Truesdell Street to Del Norte, where Phase A of the Eureka Waterfront Trail will be built. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.